Welcome to Tube Talk, the show dedicated to helping you become a better video creator so you can get more views, subscribers, and build your audience. Brought to you by vidIQ. Download for free at vidIQ.com.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to another episode of Tube Talk presented by vidIQ. I am your host, Viper, the man about tech, executive producer of social media here at the IQ. And this week, I have a very simple question for you, creator. And my question to you is, who do you want to be? Let me repeat that. My question, creator, to you is, who do you want to be? Now you're probably thinking to yourself, Viper, why are you asking me this question? Well, a couple of things happened this week on social media that I want to highlight in a podcast. I want to give you my thoughts and opinions about it and how it relates to you, listener, because I'm assuming that most of the people who listen to this podcast are content creators, and I think there could be some value from the things that happened on social media this week. So let's get into it. So if you are in the tech space or if you're familiar with tech YouTube, you've probably seen an advertisement or an ad spot from a company called Dbrand. They make cases and skins for cases for your cell phone, different things like that. Now, Dbrand makes pretty good products. But when you see Dbrand interact with their customers online via their social media channels, sometimes their brand account can be edgy. They like to be different from the normal, typical corporate brand type deal that you might see on social media, right? They might make fun of somebody or they might joke around a lot. That is their brand that they carry on social media. But this week, a lot of people feel like Dbrand went a little too far in some of their commentary as it relates to a particular customer. Now, I'm not going to get into the particulars of what was said by Dbrand. You can go look it up for yourself. But suffice it to say that the way that Dbrand interacted with a particular customer on social media this week on Twitter is not leaving a good taste in a lot of people's mouth as it relates to Dbrand. So the question then becomes, is Dbrand evil, bad, or is that just Dbrand shtick? Because I told y'all, they can be edgy and different things like that. But you have to be familiar with Dbrand in order to understand that that's the way they operate on their social media. But if you are not familiar with Dbrand and you are unaware of their shtick, then the comment that they made could come across as highly insensitive, and some people are even using the term racist as it relates to the Dbrand comment. Now, whether or not it goes that far, I will leave that up to your interpretation, but it goes to a bigger point that I'm going to make throughout this podcast about understanding what a creator is putting out there into the public space, online, social media, different things like that. There are people who are laughing at what Dbrand said because they understand that it's a part of Dbrand's shtick. And there's another segment who are highly offended by what Dbrand put out there in relation to the customer. And now they're going to be like, I'm not buying any more Dbrand products. I guess the question I have is, as a brand, as a business, do you ever want to find yourself in a situation where there is a segment of the population of potential customers that you alienate by your actions? And that goes back to the question that I highlighted at the top of the podcast. Who do you want to be? Because, creator, this is a question that you're going to have to answer at some point in your creative journey. You're going to have to sit back and think about, who do you want to be? Because the undeniable reality of being a content creator a business in general is that you will come to the realization that you cannot please everybody. You will come to the realization that you are not for everybody. And you know what? That is okay. I think a lot of people face the potential of getting themselves burned out trying to be everything for everybody. And it's just impossible. We are too different. We are too diverse. There are so many thoughts and opinions, feelings, emotions out there. There's too much going on in the world for one person, one thing, one company, one brand to be everything to everybody. It is literally impossible. So at some point, again, you have to decide, content creator, who do you want to be? And the other question that you have to answer is, who do you want following you? I'm pretty sure I've said on this very podcast before that your audience, your community creator, is a direct reflection of you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your ideals, your emotions, your community will reflect that because your vibe attracts your tribe. But as you are navigating through your creator journey and you put your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your ideas out there into the world, yes, you're going to attract your vibe, but you are also going to encounter people that don't match your vibe, that don't jive with your ideas and your emotions that you're putting out there. How does that make you feel? Are you sad? Are you disappointed that you can't get these people to come into your fold, come into your community? Or are you going to come to the realization that, hey, I'm not for everybody, and that's okay. Because the sooner you come to the latter, the better that you and your mental state will be. I promise you that. So let me move on to the second situation that happened on social media this week. And it is with a future NFL draft prospect. Some of y'all might be familiar. Some of y'all might not if you don't keep up with sports. But there is a man out there whose name is Caleb Williams. He is a quarterback. He's a former quarterback of the University of Southern California Trojans. And he is going to be the first pick in an NFL draft here in a few weeks. And he's going to be the first pick for the Chicago Bears. So you see what I'm talking about. Y'all know me. I'm from Chicago. I follow this stuff closely. But in the particular situation that happened with Caleb Williams this week, somebody came out there and made a video clip criticizing him, or not really criticizing him, but they came out there and they made a comment about how they felt that Caleb Williams had to overcome no adversity throughout his college career. And Caleb Williams took exception to that. So he quote tweeted their post on Twitter, and he, number one, he put the very definition of adversity out there. And then not only that, he highlighted multiple times throughout his college career where he felt like he did overcome adversity in his life. Now, some people are like, yay, Caleb, that's right. You tell him what's up. And then there's another segment of the population that's like, why did you respond to that? Or some of the things that he highlighted, you know, they felt like they disagreed with him on some of the occasions. But you see where I'm going with this, right? There's always seemingly two camps of people when you put yourself out there. There's the camp that rock with you, they ride with you, they agree with you. And there's the other camp who's like, what are you saying? You're making no sense. We don't agree with you, this, that, and the other. So I ask you again, who do you want to be, creator? Now, to kind of bring this all the way back around to content creators and the people listening to this particular podcast, as I highlighted earlier, when you are a content creator and you're making videos on YouTube, your videos are going out to a vast variety of people. People all over the globe from all walks of life are looking and listening to your content and watching your content. Some of those people will agree with you. They're probably the ones who will hit the subscribe button, or at the very least, they will watch multiple amounts of your videos. Then there's the other segment of people that will leave you negative comments. They'll troll on you. They'll try to tear you down. And they will hate on you. But ultimately, how you respond to these people, either or, comes back to who do you want to be and who do you want following you. You know, there was a very famous quote by a very famous basketball player back in the 90s. Some of y'all might be familiar with him. His name is Michael Jordan. That's right, the great Air Jordan. And the quote that he made back in the 90s was that Republicans buy shoes too. Now, at the time, this comment sent shockwaves throughout media and people's attention spans. And some people, they agree with Michael. And some people were like, why did he say that? They felt like he alienated them. Now, the quote was made by Michael because I believe that he was asked to endorse a political candidate back in the day. But Michael had refused to endorse this political candidate because he said, in the quote, Republicans buy shoes too. He did not want to alienate one set of people to support the other set that he was asked to endorse. Because Michael Jordan didn't see himself as a role model. He saw himself as a businessman. And I think that's very important to talk about here in the podcast as well. Because when you upload that first video to YouTube and you keep uploading, you are then building a business. And guess what that makes you, creator? A businessman. A business woman, a business person, okay? And when you are a business person, that means you have to conduct yourself a little differently in the public eye. So, you have to be careful what you say on public social media. You have to be calculated about what you put out there for people to consume, because the people that don't agree with you, don't rock you, they are just waiting for you to slip up. They're waiting for you to say something that they can take and use against you in the court of public opinion. Is it right? Probably not, but it's reality. A reality that we face every single day. Myself included. Hell, I run two public social media accounts, my own and VidIQ. So I have to be measured and calculated about what I put on both of them, because I don't want to come off as misconstrued, or I don't want to come off as saying something that could be taken wrongly by certain subset of people, especially on our VidIQ account. Now, some people would say this is fake, or you're being fake when you're doing this. I don't know if I say it's being fake. I'm just saying that everybody don't need to know everything that's going on with you, okay? And the other thing that's probably the more important point that I want to make here is that you don't have to have an opinion about everything that you see that's happening out there on social media, okay? Sometimes it's better, creator, to let people stew around in their own ignorance, okay? If it's not hurting you, if it's not going to affect your business or whatever, why comment on it? Why even bother getting your feet in the mud on that when it can do nothing but hurt you? And I'll take them back to the NFL and different things like that. The college players, before they make their transition to the NFL, right? They go through something called the NFL Combine. And at the NFL Combine, these college players are subjected to different tests by NFL personnel to see how ready they are to transition to the National Football League. But some of the top NFL college prospects, they skip or they decline to do certain activities at the NFL Combine. So you're probably thinking, Viper, if these college players want to transition to the NFL, why would they decline some of these workouts at the NFL Combine? Well, listener, these players decline some of these things that they are asked to test for at the NFL Combine, because they feel like these things could hurt their draft value, hurt their draft stock, hurt where they could end up in the NFL. So if they feel like that one of these tests could potentially hurt them because they may or may they may do well, they may not do well, they will refuse to take that particular test, which is their right. So it goes back to what I just said as being a content creator and a business person online. Some things don't need your participation, especially if it can only serve to hurt you. Did Caleb Williams really need to respond to that criticism from that person on Twitter? No, not really. Now, I don't know if it's going to hurt him per se, but some people are disagreeing with his take on the situation, and it might hurt him in their eye, but ultimately it's not going to hurt him per se. But as a content creator, if you are being criticized online about something and you respond to it, it could hurt you depending on how you respond. So I say, why even put yourself in that situation when you could just ignore it and move on with your life? But ultimately, again, it goes back to who do you want to be? Do you want to be the creator that's responding to every single person that has something to say about you on social media, whether it be good or bad? Or you want to be the creator that in trying to build your business in the best light possible and you're trying to avoid drama at all costs? Or are you just making videos out here and you don't care what anybody says about you? There are so many lanes, so many different avenues, but ultimately, the point that I'm trying to make in this particular podcast is to be careful out there of how you conduct yourself on social media. It can come back to hurt you depending on what you say. I have seen creators openly complain on social media about brands not sending them product. And I'm just thinking to myself, you really thought that was a good idea to openly complain on a public forum about a brand not sending you such and such product? How do you think that's going to go over with that brand? But not only that brand, how do you think that's going to go over with other brands who might be considering working with you? Do you really believe that you openly complaining about a brand in public ain't going to make other brands feel comfortable about working with you? Newsflash, no, it's not. They're probably going to avoid you with a 10-foot pole. So, be very careful about how you conduct yourself in public spaces. And I'm going to give you another tip. And this one is important to write this down somewhere, you all. There is no such thing anymore as a private conversation. I don't care if you're on a telephone. I don't care if you're in a private room online. I don't care if you're in a DM. Nothing is private anymore. So be careful what you say everywhere. I don't care if you're talking to a friend, quote unquote, air quote friend. Nothing is private anymore. So take the words that I'm saying very seriously here. Be very careful about what you say and who you say it to. Because anybody and everybody can come back and use what you say against you if the opportunity presents itself. So why even give them the ammunition to do so? Don't do it. Don't do it. Again, who do you want to be? And who do you want following you? Because you're not going to be for everybody. And that is okay. Appreciate you all listening this week. You know your boy Viper will be back next week with another episode of Tube Talk presented by VidIQ.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tube Talk brought to you by VidIQ. Head over to vidIQ.com/tubetalk for today's show notes and previous episodes. Enjoy the rest of your video making day.